Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over the weekend, my kid went to a birthday party at a bowling alley, a local bowling alley in beautiful Troy, Michigan.
Nice.
City of Tomorrow today. And, you know, they did some laser tag. They did some bowling, having a good old time. And they happened to notice at the lane next to them, there was a group of bowlers as well. And one woman was wearing a T-shirt. And I didn't witness this, but I take their word for it. And I verified it with one of my son's friends. She was wearing a T-shirt that says, it said the F word. But it said the actual word, the four letters.
In what context? Not that would make it right. I was just curious.
It wasn't political. It was the definition. Sometimes people will say I don't know, beautiful.
Right.
Adjective.
Right.
Have the pronunciation say how I feel inside.
Parentheses
each and every,
in the accent.
Right.
Okay.
My goodness.
Right. Like you were cutting and pasting something out of a dictionary, but instead it had the F word, and I didn't ask him what definition they used.
Right.
If it was the act or anything else. And
why?
I don't. There's so many ways to go with this conversation.
Does somebody get up in the morning and say, you know what? I'm going to wear it. First of all, forgetting about putting it on. What about purchasing it? I mean, what makes you decide to purchase it?
I don't know.
It could have been given to them as like a gag gift.
Like
kind
a white
of thing.
Elephant gift or something.
Yeah. Then wear it in your home.
Totally agree. Oh, I totally agree. I don't get what would possess this person to look at it and be like, this is a great shirt to wear out today. I'm going to throw this on.
You know what? I don't know. I mean, we live in a society now where people are second guess, third guess about everything. I'm not a huge, and we've talked about bumper stickers before because I know bumper stickers bug you.
I don't like them.
I don't even understand certainly why some people even put political bumper stickers on their car, because you're not going to change anyone's mind.
Right.
I'm not going to be driving down the street and go, you know what? I am going to vote for that guy because it's on that car. Mm-hmm. But, you know, T-shirts are forms of expression. And I'm guessing I didn't ask. He couldn't really give me details on what the person was like, how young or old they were. It was a female, which I thought was interesting.
So yeah.
I don't know why that surprised me, but whatever.
You know what? In a weird way, it softens it up a little bit.
It does?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe
Stoney's actually kind of, now Stoney thinks it's a turn on.
No, it's not, but it's I don't know.
But then the other thing is, you're going to a bowling alley. You're not going to a concert of like-minded individuals at the State Theater or the Fillmore. You're going to a bowling alley, which tends to be more of a family situation.
Especially in the afternoon, I assume.
It was like late afternoon Sunday. Okay. Late afternoon, evening on Sunday.
A day of worship.
Sure. I mean, you can even throw the Sunday into it as well.
Right.
But it's like, you know, I'm going to a bowling alley. There probably will be at least two or three kids there because, in addition to families, you're going to have, or in addition to maybe adults or a league, you're going to have some families there, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the most controversial thing I've ever worn. And I don't know. I don't like standing out. So I usually don't even wear shirts that have messages on them at all. You know, the message, the extent of the message I'm on my shirt might say Detroit Tigers. That might be the extent of my message. Like I wore one of those Detroit versus everybody shirts about 2 months ago. And Greg and Paul basically mocked me for wearing it. They're like, are you guys like trying to do a bit there or are you serious with that? And I was like, I guess I'm never going to wear this shirt again. I was so sheepish about it. Like,
aww.
I don't know. My wife gave it to me, so I figured I'd wear it. But
those are fine.
No, they're not, Heather.
I think so.
I was mocked for it by these two clowns.
Don't listen
in there.
To them.
Yes.
No, you can wear that.
No, never again. I burned it. I threw it away.
I remember once, even though being a Michigan fan, I thought it was kind of funny. I had a T-shirt somebody sent me that had the Colorado logo on it, and it said Miracle in Michigan. And I wore it a few times, but I mean, that's about it.
those are shirts
that's
that
offensive,
you,
Stoney.
That's a shirt that woman might have gotten as a gag gift that she should wear to bed. That is like a nightshirt.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten shirts that say things, but I don't wear them in public, like t-shirts. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess my whole thought on it was, what image are you trying to put out there? And what are you, what reaction are you looking for? Like, are you looking for someone to come up to you and go, awesome shirt, love it, where did you get it? Or are you looking for someone to walk up to you and go, right back at you?
Well, when you go to some of these t-shirt places in the malls, it's even amazing to me that they even have them on display, some of them.
Including curse words?
Well, not even curse words, but some of their, you know, whether they're political or just dirty jokes type of thing without saying words. It's like, really?
Right.
I mean, they're pretty funny, but I wouldn't wear a shirt with it.
Right. I mean, again, going back to the bumper sticker things, you see bumper stickers sometimes. It's just like, if you can read this, like, get off my ass or something like that. And it's like, okay, whatever. I mean, I don't know what message you're trying to put out there for sure. So
I just don't get why. I just don't understand why somebody would do this.
Well, then I was thinking, because I wasn't there.
I don't know why they buy it.
Yeah. I wasn't there, obviously. It was somebody else's party. But then I was thinking, had I been there with a group of, you know, 13-year-olds, it's not like it's like 4-year-olds. I mean, they knew what the word was, obviously, and they thought they got a good laugh out of it. I mean, honestly, can you imagine a group of 13-year-old boys seeing that shirt? They'd be like, oh. But I mean, would you go over there and go, as a parent, would you go, hey, cover up, you know?
I would as a business.
Don't worry. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know, you know. Again, it was a Sunday night, so what's, you know, if somebody would go over there and say, hey, you might, I totally agree with you. That's what I thought.
That person has the right to do that, and you could create a controversy for your business, potentially. Oh, the business is against free speech.
Well, no, but you could say, look, we are a family business. We appeal to families. I mean, they have laser tag, which tends to be played by kids. I know adults enjoy playing it as well, but it tends to be a kid's game. You know, they want to have a family atmosphere, so I could understand. If you were to Dave and Buster's or a Chuck E. Cheese.
You don't want that there.
And somebody wore that shirt in, you'd say, please cover that up. We have kids here.
All right. Ticket text. Anyone that wears that shirt out in public is white trash. That's from Whitmer.
Okay. Or trash in general.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't have to be white trash.
Exactly.
It's trash.
Our buddy Sean the Mailman says, I have a Baker effin', but it uses the word Mayfield shirt. I wear it to poker games and fantasy drafts.
Now, well, I think that's
okay.
That's kind of funny, actually. And I could see wearing that to a fantasy draft or something like that. I'm not going to be all prudish and go, how could you ever go out in public? But I could see you put that shirt on, you put a sweatshirt over it, you go to your fantasy draft, and when you walk in, you take that off. That you're doing that for effect. I mean, again, going back to the question of why, I know why you're doing that. That's why.
Right, exactly. Now, Charlie and Troy has an interesting text, and I've heard of this before. Just to clarify, because I've made this mistake before, did it say FCUK, which is actually a clothing line, French Connection, United Kingdom?
I have seen those before.
I don't know. Right. I mean, do you want me to call my son, wake him up?
Somebody else says, saw that shirt on a guy at the Detroit Zoo with kids.
At the zoo?
Yes.
Well, that reminds me of this. Remember the story I had at the Toledo Zoo like 5 years ago? The guy had a portrait of Adolf Hitler all over his shoulder.
A tattoo?
Yes.
The zoo is quite a melting pot.
Yes.
You see
Cedar Pointish.
You see, yeah, yes.
That
you see a lot of different kinds of people at the zoo.
Somebody says, my ex-girlfriend bought me a shirt that says, quote, my parents said I could be anything, so I became a mechanic and an a-hole, not wear it to my bowling leagues and get laughs.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that, again, if that's the desired effect and you get the desired effect, then so much the better.
I just think it's a judgment thing. You know what? If you're going to wear it even to the bowling alley, do it when it's at night and in the league with the guys. I mean, I would never do it, but, you know, to understand the middle of a Saturday afternoon, have some common sense.
It's crazy. Somebody says, wow, just get over it. It's not the end of the world. Nobody said it's
never said that
we never said it was the end of the world.
The end of the world is here. A woman wore a shirt with the F word on it.
And somebody says,
we've reached the apocalypse.
Maybe she just likes that word.
I want to go back to that ticket texter, by the way. It's not the end of the world. Do you listen to this radio station? Because if you do, none of what we talk about is the end of the world.
I know.
The Lions might draft a tight end. Guess what? It's not the end of the world.
Right. They have not. The Red Wings have not retired Sergei's number. You know what? It's just sports. It right. pisses me off. I go crazy, but it's right. just sports.
Right.
And we love it.
Wisconsin wore red at home last week.
That was also, awful. It was stupid.
Also not the end of the world.
Yes.
WWJ might have a story about the end of the world. We probably won't.
No.
None of what we cover here is the end of the world, including some of the news stories that Heather has.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!